Thank you very much, Professor Krug. This evening, I really feel very happy that Professor Amnon and Professor Shum came here to listen to my lecture. Why I should give my special thanks to both of them. Because this research is originated from the 15 years ago, I was a visiting student here. Professor Amnon and Professor Shum gave a lecture for us. So then that project, Volkswagen, presented by Professor Lakla, the formation of scientific terminology in China. They have collected large amount of book of the Western learning. So I made full use of that books, and then I began to my research on the Western learning in late Imperial China. But before this, my research field on the astronomical observations in 17th-18th century, especially made by Jesuits in China. So this is our research. It's a continuing here of the Volkswagen project, I think. Also is a project in IQM project, knowledge exchange between China and the West in 15 years ago in Erlangen. So, why this time? Why choose the comet as my as a major topic? Because the comet in ancient China, many scholars of history of ancient China astronomy, many scholars have made full research of the comet in ancient China. Because its comet is in ancient China astronomy is not calculated and cannot be predict with the Chinese calendar, so not like a solar or lunar eclipse. So when comet took place, this is normally is recognized as the most dreadful omens. So from Shang Dynasty, this is the picture is the Mahuangdi. The picture is the more than 306 times records in the China history, you know, original documents. So for the comet ancient in ancient China, that some research, but for the in the later Imperial China, I think some historian did not pay attention to that, but also the history of astronomy. Also, they were only interested in the comet in ancient China. So this is a very special but a small topic. But when I look through the Western learning books in late Imperial China, I found lots of information. So I go directly to the this background. I skip the combination China. So the first book I want to mention to is Guanxiangwang. Okay, it's widely used in Ming Dynasty and Qing Dynasty. It's official astrological books used by Ming court and Qing court till the end of 19th century. It's official astrological books. In National Astronomical Bureau, it's Qin Tiandian. So this book, I mentioned this book is in 19th century, where we talked a few times later. And this is the Guanxiangwang. And then in Ming Dynasty, also some in public, there's some almanacs or some tongshu. Almanacs. Is a San Pei Wan Yin Zhenzong. This is in the public. Also, there's some astrological information of a comet. Okay, but now I want the background is because my research topic is a closer connection with the Western background. So I first is the background one is the Tychonic system practiced. Why I introduce the Tychonic system, because in 1577, Tychonic Brahe made a very famous observation of the comet that year. And then Tychonic astronomical system was translated into Chinese since the end of the Ming Dynasty. And then Tychonic system became the official and even the Qingding Yuzhi as imperial China astronomy system. And till the end of the 19th century, even the Copernic system was translated in China, but China government, the National Astronomical Bureau, still use the Tychonic system because it's a heliocentric system. It's a junior heliocentric system, not a heliocentric, because Earth is the center of the cosmos. And then the Tychonic Reich made the observation in this year, and in the same year, there's a the comet was also observed by China astronomers. But at that year, as a Tychonic disturbance took place with Dong Zhuzheng as a big minister. That year, Minister Dong Zhuzheng's father died, passed away. And then, according Chinese customers, Dong Zhuzheng should go back home to keep in mourning for at least 27 months, should go back home to mourning for his father. But that year, Dong Zhuzheng his political position is his peak. He did not want to go home. Yeah. So his colleague or his friends submit some advice to emperor and keep that the do not want Dong Zhuzheng go back. So, and then some enemies of Dong Zhuzheng, and then also submit some suggestion to emperor. And why he did not go home? He is opposite strongly to the opposite to China's customers. So she and then result some contradiction and a disputation in that time. And then this is a and then just at that year, this comet took place only a few years later, and then with the missionaries, Matteo Ricci and some other famous missionary Jesuits came to China, and then Tychonic system was gradually translated in China. This is the background I want to. Why I you introduce this background? I be sure to pay attention to the Aristotle's theory of comets in China, because they translated Tychonic system, but about the comet system, they introduced the Aristotelian. The Aristotle's theory. And this theory was integrated in Chinese books. Chinese books including Shu Guangji, Shu Guang and Yu Yi. And then they used the Aristotelian comet theory. And then this theory, last story is 1826, and this year, between the end of Ming and the 1826, there another comet took place. But I want to use the typical text. In this year, also one comet appeared, and Ren, he had a big confusion, a big intellectual. He was in Guangdong province in that year. He made an astronomical interpretation based on traditional Chinese the astrology book, that Guan Xiang Wan Zhen. And Ren made The explanation is that that year where war where would take place. But his point assistant, Min Che, ever used the Aristotelian theory of, based on Yu Yi in the end of the Ming Dynasty, used this book, and he made the astrology explanation is that that year we are a drought disaster. So they have a different, based on a different theory and different explanation. So, but that year, Ren finally takes advice on Li Mingche. And it's very interesting is that year really a drought disaster took place. And because Ren takes some measures in advance, and so that is a very successful to for the drought disaster. So I want to use these two stories. It's between the is a very long, over 200 years. Aristotle's theory was integrated some Western books and added in Siku Chuanshu. It is, but in astronomical as bureau is a official system, they still use Guanxiang Wanzhang. Traditional Chinese is the system. So I think this is the same background. But in late imperial, in the 19th century, and then some Western astronomy was translated in Chinese again. It's the second time the Western learning in China since the end of the Ming Dynasty since the 16th century. And then in this background, as we know, we are very familiar with this background, some popular publications and some lots of textbooks. But I will emphasize in 19th century, astronomy is not so important as in 16th or 17th century. Now it's a very in 19th century astronomy just very important, I think. But there are also some publications. The magazine, some magazines, because this is printed in Bavaria as a monthly magazine. Why I use this is that we can, there's a Qin Jian Jian Tian Jiu Shuo. Here we can find that in 19th century, the missionaries still imitate the accommodation strategy, use the astronomy knowledge to spread Christianity. They, at the beginning, they want to imitate the strategy of the Jesuits in China. So at the beginning of the publication, they still publish some basic astronomical knowledge. Yeah. And then some other magazines, this is printed in Guangzhou and Singapore, there's also some astrological knowledge, include comet, including some knowledge of comet. This book, this magazine, Xia Er Guan Zhen, this is the Hui Xin Shuo, is a special, this article is written like a prose, a small novel. The author talked with a prince and then explained why the comet have no connection with disaster. Why the comet is a scientific or is a natural phenomenon. Use a novel style. Yeah. So, but this article, the author is a Western missionary. Or the missionary is translated into Chinese. And also, and some other magazines and the newspapers. We are very familiar with, it. So I will not here introduce the one by one. The notes of publications, including some comments, information. But now we have another question. Astronomical knowledge is not so important. Comet knowledge also is a very small part of the astronomical knowledge. Why is some have so much of comet information in many publications? This is the question. Yeah. So also about almanacs. Also in the of course, these books also include, it's of course naturally include some comets. No, it's not so strange. But in some Western public magazines and the newspapers, the newspapers and the magazines of Western learning translated by these translators, and why they have so the comet. So here I will show everyone that I collected from their publications and the magazines a comet. It's focused on comet. Totally, now you have 42 pages. It's only partial of them. Or it's around. This or is on a comet. And totally now is 40,000 Chinese characters. Very plentiful in magazines and newspapers. I collected from these original materials. So as also is that question, why have so plentiful of comet information like that? Yeah, this is original material. I have a list. It's part of list. Also, I want to continue to make introduction of the some other books of the astronomy. One is astronomy, Lüelen, our brief discussion of astronomy. And this is a discourse on Huixin, Ke Wen Da. All some basic knowledge is in the some basic astrology books. And these books also we are very familiar with the Tan Tian, it's translated from English, and the English book is Herschel, it's a very famous astronomer in Britain. And then Li Shannan and Willard translated in 1859. This book, and many intellectuals read this book. It's not, the reader of these books normally is not professional astronomers, but is the readers, most of the readers are some intellectuals who read here are confused intellectuals. So Kang Youyi and Liang Qitao also read these books and then give the comments. And Li Shannan makes comments, if you talk the astronomy, this book should be respected also the most authoritative in them. Okay. So I went back to my question. Why I the comet? So I give two case studies. Because that two comet took place in 1881 and in 1910. I use these two case studies to explain why I will choose the comet. Yeah. First case study I showed that this year, in 1881, this year the comet Tebbutt appeared. Firstly, appeared in South Hemisphere. Was observed by this astronomer, Australian scientist Tebbutt. And here, this is a long period comet, and fortunately before the June of that year in South Hemisphere, and after the June, and appeared in North Hemisphere in China. And then, this comet was studied by Estonian scientists. And then a few years ago, in 2011, I participated at IAU, International Conference. Australian scientist suggested me, he let me pursue some information, scientific observation information. But when I come back, I searched the information, but that's not for information of scientific information, but some lots of the information is about the astrological information in Chinese publications. So, although this is in Japan, also as observed in Japan, we also found some of this picture. Okay, when the comet appeared, and then firstly we think of the official the astronomical bureau. It's a National Astronomical Bureau, and then this bureau actually is not the scientific organization. We can say it's the bureau is firstly they make is make some astronomical interpretation. They still used traditional Chinese books, Guanxiang Wanzhen or Tianwen Zhenyi. And this National Astronomical Bureau still use the Chinese traditional book. And the bureau also made a very detailed observation through 2 months. Every day they observed the location, the color, and the light, and I sort out it very long. It's every day except some weather problem. It's cloudy or rain. No information. But normally it's observed every day. Okay, this is a response for the nationalist bureau. But for the Qing court, Qing government, when the Qing government or the emperor received the astronomical interpretation, the Qing court was very terrified. And then the emperor asked the minister should be self-awareness and now here I did not translate it in Chinese, I translate it in English. Also is some persuade the minister or translate the public to should self-awareness or cultivate moral or cultivate mind and like this. Also it's like this. And then that interesting is the official response. But for the public, there in some newspaper and magazines, there's a theory report in the Wang Gongbo, a great Unity Herald, the newspaper. Then lots of reports on this comet. There are different opinion, different voice of these magazines or newspapers. And first, in the Shenbao, in Shanghai, a Shanghai newspaper, that I only took out the typical the two persons, Wei Jianren and Dong Zishan. Wei Jianren, is a small official in South Yangtze River. He was ever read some Western books, Tan Tian, including Tan Tian, Outline of Astronomy. And Dong Zishan is a ship owner. He often on the sea, on the boat, to make some observation. And then they published their observation results in the Shenbao News. They never met with each other, but they have a full communication on newspaper. This, both of them observation is a scientific, have a scientific observation. But Wei Jianren, because he's a small official, and he ever read lots of books of Ren Ren, and he was affected by the Ren Ren theory, Chinese origin of Western learning. So in, for one aspect, Wei Dian made some scientific observation. For another aspect, he used the Chinese origin of Western learning to explain why the Western method is suitable for observe. So it's, so I here I can imagine the psychological dilemma that the. And then also in the Shenbao, also, because the Shenbao is a Western, is a newspaper of Western. And in this paper also some other voice, different voice, you know, is also some astronomical interpretation. Scientific information. And here is astronomical information published at the same time. It's very freely. Here you should let the emperor, let the Ren Jun, the Shenbao, let suggest the emperor should be careful, should be self-awareness, should and some many suggestions for the emperor why this is, it's probably some disaster will take place. So, and also at this time, Wen Denghe is a teacher of Emperor Guangxu for 24 years. Wen Denghe, he also very terrified for this account, and made observation almost 2 months. It is very interesting that this is, I make excerpt from his diary. This all is a commit observation by Wen Denghe in his diary. I make excerpt. And then in his diary, we can find he mentioned Tong Wen Guan, Ce Hui Xin. Tong Wen Guan is a concept, as an institute of Western learning. But actually, Wen Denghe is strongly opposite, is objection to Tong Wen Guan. He, in his diary, he often write some sarcastic rhymes for this institute of Western learning. But now he had to use the scientific observation by Western Learning Institute. Here, but he also used the traditional Chinese books to make some astrological interpretation. For one aspect, use the scientific observation by Western Learning the Institute, but astrological interpreting can use his tradition system. So also is very contradiction in his psychology and thing. Also, the father of the emperor, Guangxu, is Chun Qing Wang, is the king of Chun Qing Wang, also have collected with Wen Denghe, with the teacher of the emperor. They have a close connection. This was recorded in Wen Denghe's diary. And the father of Emperor Guangxu also made astrological interpretation and even used some charts by astronomical bureau. And then the astrological is that interpretation is that based on traditional Chinese astrological interpretation is the with the moral, there's a thriving, without the moral, the country will perish. So on the same, so in the Wen Denghe's diary, there's lots of information. Wen Denghe observed every midnight, and including comet, including solar lunar eclipse. And he's very extremely scared. Even in his diary, he made some charts of the comet charts. So this is a teacher of the emperor. Teacher of the emperor and the father of the emperor have close connection with this comet. So also in the, and then at the end of this year, the other comet appeared again. So they used another, in the other discussion, disputation. So here I will not give this information here, just to use the first one. And then it's the Shepherd's comet again. And then two comets appeared in same year, or even in the same month. So you can imagine, they are very scared, very terrified. This is a case study one. And then I have the other case study is the comet before the 1911 revolution. I should have a brief introduction of this political situation here. Before, as you know, this year is the end of the Qing dynasty. The Qing dynasty was overthrown. And then before this, there's two political factions. One is reformist and one is revolutionist. The reformist want to protect emperor, keep the emperor. And the revolutionist is want to overthrow the Qing dynasty with violence. So, but both of this side were influenced by Western learning. Most of members of these two political factions, they even went to go abroad to learn some Western learning, and most of them is greatly influenced by Western learning. But now it is that interesting that both sides have a confliction on this comet. So before, 4 years before the revolution in 1907, there's a comet appeared and the emperor's dowager Cixi, Xi Taihou, gave the warning, that means every minister, every official should worship heaven and ancestor, and should be diligent, and should, this astrological interpretation just the same, is like this. But in the newspapers of Western learning, Guang Yi Cong Bao, it's a newspaper in Chongqing city. These newspapers' political stance is support revolution with violence. And the same, so this newspaper use the voice that comet appearance is a close relation with the government. Use this information to give some that the government should be overthrown because the comet appeared. Yeah. And Dongfang Dazhi also is all Western learning magazines. Then use the scientific explanation. Now, this is but also some Xiao Shuolin also is novelist first, also makes them. Why? How could astronomers serve this kind of specificity? In fact, the attitude of this magazine is according to the tone of these articles, also is to some extent also support the relations, close relations between them, between comet appearance and the revolution. So they use the Japan disasters. Why Japan have so many disaster when comet appeared? So use this, use Japan as an example to explain why. So in China also some collections. Yeah. And a women magazine is also is a web. All these newspapers is influenced by Western learning. Yeah. And the women magazine also is a very is a strong support the support revolution with the violence. So they also discuss their own comment on them. Is the appearance comment the Omar war or just opposite? It also is the quest ask in the two of the question, but actually through these Chinese articles, actually is with a positive given for the commit with collection with the revolution. Yeah. So you can imagine that all these newspaper, all these magazines is greatly influenced by Western learning, by Western scientific information. But before the revolution, they used this as mirrors to support the revolution. And then in 1910, Halley's comet appeared in them. This time, you can hear I cited a paragraph by a missionary in Sichuan province. He ever write it. The people believe that the English claim such a war at the change of dynasty. In some places on certain days, doors are open holiday. New water carried by the town from the comet. It's in 1910, it's by a missionary in Sichuan province. He ever recorded this, the how Chinese people deal with the comet appearance. And 1 year before 1910, before the Halley's comet, and in Hua Tu Xinbo also is an illustration magazine, Halley Hui Xinshu Discourse on Halley. And this paragraph, they use some scientific information that comet have no connection with revolution, have no connection with disasters. Also, it's a different opinion, different voice in different magazine and the newspaper of Western learning. But here I should, it's very interesting that this newspaper, Great Unity Herald, this paper, the Da Tong Bao, have ever published a very, very long articles on comet. This paper is, we can see here, Syria number 18. This number totally 18 times published a comet with the political events. It's very, very long. These people list every time in history, not only in China, but also in West or in Japan, even in Arabic country. When every time a comet appeared, and then what took place, even especially economical or political or some disasters, gives it very detailed information. But at last, this paper have a final opinion is that actually the comet have no connections with the political events. Use many, but now but this paper have a very clear political instance. The Grand Unity Heritage, the first issue number one is the first issue of this paper have a political instance. This newspaper is support of a constitutional monarchy. It's all very clear. So he uses the long articles to explain his political stance that the comet have no connection with the revolution. have no connection with the, this Qing government. And so also the great this paper submit to the education department to let the students to study this newspaper. Let the students learn this information. So, but on the contrary, some the revolutionists have added some rhymes, also the Daiyu Shi, Dowager, Hui Jin Dong Xin Xian, and the Emperor Xuan Dong's only 2.5 years. These rhymes is appeared by some revolutionists in many magazines and newspapers. So this is also a typical case. So I just want to use two case studies based on the ground and then the of Western learning translated in China. I want to use these two cases. I want to discuss National Astronomical Observatory versus to some Institute of Western Learning. So as a the teacher of the Emperor Wen Dongwu, and the father of the Emperor Guangxu, they use the same, you use the information of both institutes. When they want some scientific information, they use the Western learning. And astronomical interpretation is the traditional Chinese tradition. And then some these intellectuals of the influenced by Western learning in Baoshupai or Geminpai, in revolutionists or the constitutionists, the monarchy, they all started some Western learning books. But they, at the critical time, they still use this as a chronological mirrors to support his political stand. So I just want this, there's so much amount of Western knowledge translated or spread in the public the intellectuals also read the Western learning books. But why they really believe in the astrological interpretation? I think they probably didn't believe this. But the critical time, they have to use it. So this, I want to, now I have not finished the discussion. I just let me think of this. It's a very controversy or contradiction between tradition, Western, and some of the, I want to discuss the rule of the Western knowledge. The reason also is really enlightenment of the public, or in just so you sometimes I have to re-evaluate the rule of Western learning. So here is now I just want to use the two case studies to give out to promote us to rethink of this. The rule of Western and the controversy between Western and the traditional power of Chinese tradition. Also, I make some supplementary discussion from this newspaper for the end of Qing Dynasty. The public, the intellectuals have the so large freedom of expression for the national fate. But for me, since I was born, I never saw some information in China newspapers like this, on contemporary China. So in the midst of Imperial China, they have so freedom to discuss. That's all. Okay, thank you so much.